we're going to talk about boundaries, right? Has your boss or line manager or the person you report to ever crossed boundaries with you? There's a woman who shares her story, now it's being reported worldwide, about the fact that she called in sick to work, went to sleep because she wasn't feeling well, only to wake up and have her boss at the foot of her bed. What? And I'll tell you the details of how that came about, because I also had a million and one questions when I saw the headlines. But I thought, let's talk about boundaries with bosses. And times have changed. I'll also share a story where maybe some boundaries were a little bit crossed, and at the time it seemed normal. Those of you that are millennials, you know, we are the team 5 a.m., team no sleep, the ones that will do whatever it takes to advance our careers. Times have changed completely. So I want to hear your stories, and maybe the generations before us and the generations that are now coming, how do you view some of these things that you do in relation to your relationships with your bosses? So the lady's name is Mish, and she shared a short clip on TikTok, but news outlets caught wind of this, and it just went around the world. So she shares the story of how she called in sick and woke up after going back to sleep to her boss at the bottom of her bed, like standing at the bottom of her bed. And when she wakes up to the boss at the bottom of her bed, he basically says to her that, listen, I know you called in sick, but I thought maybe you just weren't well enough to drive yourself. So I thought, let me just come and fetch you. Now, she was shocked and told this person to leave. If you're wondering the thing I'm wondering, this is not a South African story, but if you're wondering, how did this man get into her place? So the story is that she works at a restaurant and she stays maybe 15 minutes away from the restaurant and she has a housemate. Now, we know other countries don't treat locking doors the way we do in South Africa, right? So the housemate left and did not lock the door. The boss, after she called sick, decided to take it upon himself to drive to her place. Now, he claims that he knocked, at the door a couple of times. There was no answer. And then he just tried to open and it happened to be unlocked and he let himself in. Then he claims that he was calling for her in her place, and then when there was no response, went looking for her, found her sleeping in her room, and that's when she was startled awake. And this person saying, I know you called out, but maybe you just don't want to drive and I'll drive you in and then you can still work. This is what the boss said to her. And of course, the reactions of people are, sue this person. That is trespassing and many other things. But it got me wondering about boundaries with bosses. And of course, this is a very extreme one. And there might be other extreme ones where you maybe work with bosses that you're in circumstances that you live within close proximity with one another, or they have access to you. I had a scenario which, when it was happening, not to say I didn't see anything wrong with it, but it wasn't such a big deal that I even told anybody. But now that I'm older, I'm like, yo, that was kind of boundary crossing. But I was working on a project. I mean, I've always been in television and media. And it was a show where I had to be doing the booking of flights and all of those things for the crew. Long story short, I had to go to the boss's house to pick up a credit card in the morning. And that was unusual because usually that would be done separately, but it was not done. And back in those days, I was like 20 years old, 21 years old. We didn't have online booking systems. You had to physically go with the credit card. So there I was. I'm rushing to the boss's house. I have to pick up this credit card or else the team is not going to make their flights. And the boss opened the front door straight out the shower in a towel. Now, at the time, we were very familiar with one another. In our sort of industry and environment where you end up spending 12, 14 hours a day with someone, you become chummy with them. I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I kind of was like, but you kept it moving. Because at the time I was young, ambitious, I would do anything to, you know, be the star in my boss's eyes. And there were other situations where I also was like, where I think we're staying in a hotel room. All of us as a team, we all had our own rooms. And I had to get something from the boss's apartment. And he said to me, I must just get it off the kitchen table. Now, when I went in to get it off the kitchen table, there was like woman's lingerie and clothes on the floor. So I went to go get the thing, and you act like you didn't see anything and you keep it moving. So I think many people that worked in the era that we did, my industry is very unique. It's not everybody who will be staying in a hotel room with their boss. But I'm wondering, have you found yourself in a situation where boundaries maybe were crossed? And maybe in the case for yourself where boundaries were crossed, it was warranted. Maybe if somebody's your executive assistant or personal assistant, they're going to be in your space. If somebody is your domestic worker, they're going to be in your space. But there still are boundaries, right? There still are boundaries. You're not expecting if you have a live-in helper to go help yourself into their room and do things because there are boundaries. But let me know, somebody in SMS says, you would do anything. Let me be very clear. Anything professional. Not the things you are thinking about that happen in our industry. But yes, I was going to do anything. In the sense that if it meant sleeping 2 hours a night, if it meant, you know, the title that I had, the project, the references I was going to have on my CV. And because I did that early on in my career, I was able to become a producer at a young age. But don't let your mind wander too far. So let me know your scenarios, your situations of boundaries being crossed with your boss, your line manager, the person you report to. Maybe it was as extreme as your boss letting himself into your place. There's another woman who shared a story where they went out for drinks as a team after they like won some big account. And the boss kept saying to her, you know, let's stay for another drink. As other people were leaving, she said, no, thanks, I'm going to go home. So she goes home and she wakes up to like 17 missed calls and messages from him saying, don't tell me you're going to sleep. Let's just have another drink. So she ignores him and she sends him an email the next day to make it clear. Listen, firstly, I'm not interested. If we're going to go out to do group things, she finds it inappropriate that he was messaging her, trying to spend more time with her after, you know, that group team effort. And he basically replied to her, because now she wants it on record, implying that she's not a team player and that she misread the situation. And these things happen. And it's not always men to women. It's women to women. It's men to men. The scenarios are many. So give us a call, 011-883-0702. Your SMS is 31702. Your tweets at Relebogile M at Radio 702 using the hashtag 702 afternoons and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
WhatsApp Relebogile on 072-702-1702.
20 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we're talking about bosses crossing boundaries. Have you ever had to set boundaries with your bosses? A woman called in sick. This is not a South African story. Her roommate had left the apartment open and she stays 15 minutes from the restaurant where she works. The boss decided to let himself in. And as she woke up to him at the foot of her bed, and he said, I thought that maybe you couldn't get yourself out. I'll drive you to work. She's like, I called in sick. Please leave. We know that is massive boundary crossing. It's actually a crime what he did there. But we take your calls on 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. If you'd like to be anonymous, feel free to do so. We have some messages coming through on the WhatsApp line. Lebogile, I'm working in the Netherlands and we aren't even allowed to contact a sick employee. They don't even need a doctor's note. Employees can be off sick for up to 2 years and will be paid for all 2 years. Bosses have to communicate via the doctor. Did you hear that? Hey, in the Netherlands, you can be sick up to 2 years and you will still be paid in full. Sure. Okay. The other one says, but mind you, now that I think about it, our bosses can only contact our doctors, I think, to verify that you're sick. But the papaya does not allow for your doctor to disclose what's wrong with you. So you also are not supposed to have your bosses ask you what's wrong with you. And in South Africa, I know people get suspicious because they'll say, one day off, you don't need a doctor's note. Two, you do. And I think you also need a doctor's note for a Friday and a Monday. I think. I stand to be corrected. We did do a whole series on leaves, different leaves in South Africa, and that is constantly evolving. So head over to primemediaplus.com to check that one out. Let's go to the lines. Victor from Lanesia, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm very well, thank you. So yes. My situation was like, I was working in a restaurant with a manager who happened to be gay, right? So actually, this guy, he actually told me that he was interested to get involved with me, which I denied because I told him straight that I'm a straight guy, I'm not gay, all right? So he started being on my case from that day onwards to an extent whereby if I could make any mistake, I would sign a warning until I went for a hearing with the CEO who happened to be gay too. I ended up losing my job because of those things.
How? What was the reason they say that your job was gone?
Okay, each mistake that I would make, you know, in a restaurant, you have to make all the customers smile, but somehow, as human, you might not make everyone smile. So each complaint that would come from a customer, which happened to everyone, every waiter that was but I had to be, I had to sign warnings for whatever the complaint that comes from the customer, you know. But other people wouldn't be treated like that. So at the end of the day, when I went for a hearing, the CEO was also gay. So I explained my situation that this guy told me this and that, and I told him no. But anyway, I ended up getting fired.
Sure. So did you ever try and challenge this?
I did, but it didn't work. Actually, I told him by any means, but it didn't work out. So I ended up, you know, there was another job waiting for me, so I just let it go and said, let me go and get that the other job that is waiting for me somewhere. But instead of working in that kind of an environment.
I'm very curious about, you know, why do you think the manager or the boss, the other boss, and his sexual orientation is relevant in this particular situation? Because let's say that that guy, the first boss that you mentioned, was, oh, we seem to have lost the caller, but I wanted to just get an understanding of the sexual harassment part is relevant, but I'm not sure how the other boss, the one above them, and the hearing, and them being also homosexual played a part in this picture. But it's a pity that we lost our caller there. Then we have a WhatsApp message that says, Rebogile, I've always been good with setting and asserting boundaries. A few years back, I wasn't feeling well, and I let my manager know I'm not available or coming in. While I was sleeping, my boss called my wife to ask where I am. My wife dealt with her very quickly. I also called her later to give her a piece of my mind. I mean, like, I think also, if my husband's boss calls me to say, where is he? I would simply ask, are you asking me because you did not receive any communication? Like, wow. Wow. Yo, some of these situations. Another one says, no, this boss is crossing boundaries. He's wrong. If she was out shopping or just out, he had reason for doubt, but no sick. People stay in bed where he found her. So he's in the wrong. But also keep in mind, remember, I think it was during the time that we were having the conversation around the leaves. And we spoke about the sick leave, specifically the guy who got fired because he took a sick day, but then they saw him at a rugby match, right? Now, being on sick leave, I don't think you should expect a person to be sick in bed. And I'll tell you why. You might need to go to the mall, to go to the pharmacy, to get something for yourself. Some people live alone. You might need to go get something to eat. There are reasons you may not be horizontal in bed when you have taken sick leave. You might also start to feel better later on in the day. But in the case of that one, I think that one, it was the company that he worked for is the one that got favored in that. Let's take a listen to some of your voice notes.
Good afternoon. I can see this topic, you know, firing up boundaries. Yeah. I think in my profession, or maybe as a professional, I'm very sensitive to that, especially if you are going to jump the boundaries of how I should technically deliver my skills and my expertise. So I've had a few instances where I had to redraw boundaries to my either line manager or boss, just reminding them that this particular area, they have no say to it, and how I deliver or prepare my presentations. Therefore, they cannot at any given point have a say if it's not in a form of support.
Hi, Relebogile. You know, when you talk about blurring boundaries, right, and you mentioned the issue of helpers and nannies. So I have a live-in helper, and you know when the relationship with your helper becomes overly familiar. This one time, I can't remember what I was doing, and my helper snapped at me like a mother would snap at her daughter. And I had to do a double take, and literally it was a case of, why are you shouting at me? And since that day, I had to reinforce the boundary. And it's not nice when you reinforce the boundary, because then it seems like osele, or you're no longer wanting to be familiar or nice to one another, which is not the case. The boundary is there and is necessary. And I actually regretted ever blurring that boundary. But because, you know, you share a space with the person and they're raising your child and they look after your home, it's inevitable that the boundary will get blurred. But from time to time, I think it's very important to reinforce that boundary and remember that it's an employer-employee relationship.
Yeah, and it's a very tricky one, especially when it comes to those that live in our homes with us. I know in corporate, the current joke is like a red flag is if a company says, we're like family here. It's because they want to, you know, get you to do things without compensating you properly. But in your home, you do become like family. Those are the people you live with, right? You eat together, you live together, you start to know your helper or your nanny's children, family as well. It's a very, very difficult one. But thank you so much for sharing that voice note. It's time for the news.
702 Afternoons with Relebogile Mabotja. Lines are always open on 011 883 0702.
26 minutes to 2 o'clock, we're talking about bosses crossing boundaries. Have you found yourself in that situation? Maybe you are the boss that crossed boundaries and you feel like, you know what, actually I've learned, times have changed, I'm doing things differently. Feel free to be anonymous. Give us a call on 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. I just remembered, actually, there's a TikTok account that people share their WhatsApp messages and comms with their that they had with their bosses. And this guy basically reads them and talks about why they were being a terrible boss. And this specific one, a guy, I think it was in the UK or in the States, a guy lost his father. And, you know, he worked up as far as he could. Now it's time for funeral preparations. So the boss sends him a message to say, listen, you know that big presentation coming up, the team really needs you. Is there any way that you can come in Wednesday? And the guy's like, remember Wednesday's like my father's funeral. So no, I would love to help the team. I've handed over things. This is the person you can talk to, you know. He said, no, I completely understand, but is there any way you guys could move the funeral to after the presentation on Thursday? Right? Can you imagine? These are some of the things that people do and say because the economy all over the world is so bad. And there are people who have quit for multiple reasons of these bosses making these unreasonable demands when they're sick, when they've lost somebody close to them, terribly insensitive, and of course, clearly not taking any advice from HR. Here are more of your voice notes.
Hey, good day, 702 Lenders. Lewihile, thank you very much for a lovely show. Yo, I have a colleague. He was very problematic, yeah, Navel. But then now, part of his problems, they were marital related. So now he would bunk work, he would not come to work, he would say that he's sick and so forth. So now this boss of ours at the time, when we were still reporting to this boss, wanted to go and fetch this guy to come to work. Or wanted to go and find out as to why is this guy is not at work, even though he had reported. The only thing that prevented the boss from going there was because it was an official trip. So she needed to get an approval of the car before she goes to this guy's place. Otherwise now it means that everything anything that would have happened between the workplace and the guy's home, the employer would not have covered it in terms of your IOD or your accidents and so forth, because now she did not use the official company car. So that was the only thing that prevented her from going there. Otherwise, she would have went there, and I don't know what would have happened. So yeah, we do have such stories in South Africa. It's just that maybe they are not out there in the open. But yeah, States, Pretoria North.
I know this is about bosses more than anything, but when I was an apprentice, one of the journeymen or my trainers, our manager had asked us to go out for drinks after work. And when we came back, it was late, and we had to obviously wait for him to get into the house, but he had to knock on the door. His wife would literally ask him to unzip his pants and put his groin up against the keyhole so she could make sure that he wasn't with someone else before she'd let him in. So that was like very, very weird for me as, you know, a trainee. And to look at him the following day was a bit of a challenge, you know. It was, yeah.
What?
Michael Mobaso from Vereeniging.
I'm sorry, did I hear correctly? Did I just hear correctly? Oh my gosh. That is boundary crossing, because it's also like, oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Because it's making me think about the fact that maybe the boss is not the one that's being inappropriate and crossing boundaries. Maybe it's the boss's spouse. Maybe because you're now the new assistant, the new secretary that the boss hired, the wife wants to be phoning you because she knows her husband. But what? Yeah, ne.
Good afternoon, Lebo, and welcome back. Yeah, so this is my story regarding those boundaries with employers. I have, I have a group of employers, as in, because I work for different people. Specifically, I am a domestic worker. So there's three families that I work for, 2 days with one family, 3 days with one family, and another one is a 1 day. So what happens is I respect my employer's statuses on WhatsApp. I don't go there, no matter what. I don't open them at any given time. I just, when we communicate with WhatsApp, that's it. But then there's this one specific employer whom every time I put my status, and then he goes and opens it, goes and opens it. So I wondered why I didn't want to confront that person. What I did, I just went to my settings and then I blocked that person from checking on my statuses, because I find it weird for an employer to be opening my status, because I don't open theirs. My employers, I respect them that much. So yeah, such is such. For me, it was a boundary crossed. Thanks for a good show. This is Tembi. Bye.
Thanks, Tembi. Look, yes, it is boundary crossing. However, and this is coming from somebody who's quite up to date with technology, there's something that happens on WhatsApp. And I'm not great with WhatsApp statuses. I never really look at people's statuses. Once in a while, I'll see, oh, my sister has a status. I'm going to go look. Right? She may have posted a picture of my niece. But what it does, the system, it automatically moves on to the next person. So WhatsApp statuses do that. The same as Instagram, the same as, you know, Facebook Reels. So it could be, and I'm not saying that's the case. Maybe if your boss was looking at every status, I'd be like, no, there's definitely boundaries being crossed there. But I have looked at statuses of people I didn't want to look at only because the one I was on finished and it just moved on to the next person. But also my privacy settings are on. I can't see who's looking at my statuses. They can't see that I'm looking at theirs.
I was working at a university and everyone is called doctor and professor. And then I was highly pregnant and I went into labor, but went into maternity leave a week before the due date. After the baby...
I'm not sure what happened there. Should we try that again? Let's see what we can do, because I wanted to hear what had happened, that particular voice note of the person who was pregnant. Okay, some of your messages. The person is saying, I was studying and working last year. I was on study leave and I told my manager a week in advance that I won't be at work on particular days because I was writing. I sent all my work in before I left. My manager calls me asking me to quickly do something and I had to politely say I will not be doing that because I'm on study leave. He further escalated me to my HOD and said, I don't want to do my work. I spoke to my HOD and sent all the receipts and I've never worked with that manager ever again. Another one says, Lebogile, I had a technical manager, Ralph, who used religious slurs, called me, okay, it's a slur that is used towards Muslim people. I'm not going to say it on air. They say I'm Muslim and they used to touch me inappropriately. I'm a straight man and he made me sick. I gave my resignation in 2018 after all the problems he used to cause. Ooh, another person says, I fired an employee with unfair dismissal only because he was gay and kept forcing a relationship out of our work. Example, he wants us to hang out. He opened a case with the CCMA, but he never pitched up. In my youth, a decade ago, my then boss used to demand that a doctor's note include full details of the nature of the medical condition resulting in absentia. I wish I could name and shame, because what a shameless woman. People get away with a lot, especially in this country. That is from Kay in Cape Town. Well, now that is illegal. That is illegal. Now, let's try that voice note again.
I was working at a university and everyone is called doctor and professor. And then I was highly pregnant and I went into labor, but went into maternity leave a week before the due date. After the baby was delivered, I let the office know that the baby was delivered on the Monday. And on the Tuesday, when the gynecologist came back to me, he very curiously looked at me and says, "Oh, who's Dr. So-and-so?" And I almost fainted to realize that my manager at work, who was Dr. So-and-so at the time, phoned my gynae, pretended to be another medical doctor to find out if I really had the baby. Now, how's that for boundaries?
What? You know, sometimes in this country, I wish we had the system, the processes, and the culture of suing the way Americans do. Because some people will only ever understand or learn a lesson by losing a lot of money. Phoned your gynae to check that you had the baby. Like what? Huh?
How, Relebogile, you get so surprised. Even in South Africa, you can be on leave, sick leave for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. There's incapacity leave whereby people fill in and the doctor must verify that you do need this incapacity leave, which can take years and years and you still get paid.
Is this in corporate or is just like just for government employees? Because we've heard about that, right? Our tax money going towards somebody who's been on sick leave for years. Yo, guys, I know I'm shocked. Obviously, I'm not surprised, but I am shocked. Some of you have lived through the absolute most and the absolute worst. Thank you so much for all your calls.